Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for the G-Bag of the Day, champ. Then Wolchuk's Top 10 segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Franklin Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. All right, into the Pimp Cup we go. Jacob Ray filling in for Lucius this week to review the champion.
All right, all right. Happy hump day, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Jay.
Happy hump day.
All right, so yesterday our G-Bag champ came down to a vote from the Tolos.
It was a swing-off.
It was a swing-off. It was Pat McAfee's introduction of the Big Dumper and Cale Sonnen's obsession with Conor McGregor's meat. Mm-hmm. And in like fashion, the winner got a little under 69% of the votes.
Wow.
And it ended up being Pat McAfee's introduction of the Big Dumper.
Hailing from Colleen, North Carolina, a man who's doing something that no catcher has ever done in the history of the sport, with the fattest ass in all of professional sports. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Dumper Cal Rowley.
Salute to Pat McAfee. He's winning in a big way. Is Fox Sports trying to fight back with Portnoy? Is that what I saw today?
Looks like it, man.
Yeah, they're nearing a deal with Dave Portnoy for a major on-air role. He's going to be part of Big Noon Kickoff.
Yeah.
And then I think other Barstool personalities and shows, such as Pardon My Take, might also be part of F1 as well. So there's licensing that they're working on right now.
That's a good move for them, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right, you know, and I think it's you know, acknowledging that what the consumers want is what McAfee is delivering right there. It's kind of irreverent. It's almost like the Howard Stern shock jockification of the sports world.
Yeah, we're getting a little more edgy.
I love it. You know, I love it. I think this should be good for content.
Yeah, yeah, just a little bit more satirical and fun in nature. Yeah. And I dig it.
All right, it's time to get Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Here he is, Zach with an H.
Let's do it. Top 10 unhealthiest fast food restaurants. Now, this is not going to make you feel good about yourself. That's okay, because if you're going for fast food, we already know we're not being healthy. Now, there's certain items maybe you can get away with. There are salads on most fast food menus. You're not going to Burger King or wherever the hell you're at to get a salad. 877-881-1053. What's the fast food place you frequent most, and which one makes you feel the fattest of them all? We do have the Rangers pitchers for this series against the Tigers. It's been announced. And fellas, on Sunday, I think the Cy Young Award just needs to be in the building.
Oh, DeGrom versus...
It is not DeGrom.
Move over, Jacob DeGrom. Make a place for...
Eovaldi.
Eovaldi versus...
Scooble. Oh, yeah. So Friday, and we're going to be out there, Comerica Backyard, for the first game of the official second half of the Major League Baseball season. So come on out and say hello to us. It's going to be Patrick Corbin taking the bump, the lefty, against the righty Reese Olson for Detroit. Saturday's Kamar Rocker against TBD. It's a hell of a pitcher, TBD, for the Tigers. But Sunday, Nathan Eovaldi taking his 1.58 ERA against Tarek Skubal, the lefty, at a 2.23 ERA right now. The Cy Young favorite. You couldn't ask for a better matchup right there. I think the Cy Young Award needs to be in the building like they do at the Stanley Cup, and then whichever pitcher has the better performance, you just kind of just give it to him. Postgame, boom, here you go. You've won the award. It's done. Put a bow on it.
I'd do it. I think Eovaldi and DeGrom are worthy, though, you know, so I wouldn't want to eliminate DeGrom at this point. That's the only issue I can see. Was that an Ace Ventura a reference there?
Was it?
With asking me a question?
Yeah.
Wow, that's strong.
Well, our buddy Jay Ochoa put an Ace Ventura GIF, whichever you prefer, made me think of it.
Love it.
I mean, it's one of the best. Do I have something in my teeth? Like, it's just hilarious. I you know what? I wouldn't mind let's reboot this thing, Jim.
Yeah, dude.
We're doing Happy Gilmore 2 coming out in a few weeks. Let's get some Ace Ventura back in our lives.
When he's stuck in that that fake rhino.
Oh my gosh. Laces out, Dan. Hilarious.
Would Absolutely. You like an ashtray? No, I don't smoke. It's a disgusting habit.
It's incredible. We do have UFC 318 this Saturday, and it's Dustin Poirier, the Diamond. It's his farewell fight. It's his last fight. He's expected to retire afterwards. It's for the BMF belt. He's fighting Max Blessed Holloway for the third time. Lil Wayne is going to be walking him out in New Orleans. He, of course, is a Louisiana guy. So is Lil Wayne. This is going to be an awesome card, UFC 318. It's sad that Dustin Poirier will be retiring. He's been one of the best and most entertaining fighters to watch. But I thought that was pretty cool. Lil Wayne did not get the Super Bowl halftime, but at least he's going to be part of Dustin Poirier's farewell and ode to New Orleans on Saturday at UFC 318. Rogan's not going to be doing this. This is the first time in, I think, 3 years he's not doing a United States broadcast of a UFC pay-per-view card.
Mm.
I didn't see why, but I'm sure there's a good reason, one would assume. So I think it's Paul Felder is going to slide in for him, take over those responsibilities. All right, let's do our top 10. Least healthy fast food chains in America. 877-881-1053. A17 texted in with Taco Casa.
Why so? Casa, a lot of cheese in there?
That's just their go-to. But yeah, Taco Casa is the king of the cheese.
Mm-hmm. In the taco. Yeah. I like what the 469 is talking about with Taco Bell. Yeah. Because you eat so much and you're not really sure what it is exactly that you're eating. Yeah.
That's a good point.
And everything's just lathered in the cheese or whatever. Mm-hmm. Is it real cheese? Who knows?
Somehow rolled up and toasted.
It's always wrapped in tortilla flour and oftentimes deep fried. Yeah. Like, it is just one of those things where Taco Bell, like, even when, I think it's the most synonymous, because even when the Kansas City radio podcaster guy was calling out Mahomes for being such a
I think he said Culver's, wasn't he?
No, he said Taco Bell.
Oh.
He specifically said Taco Bell, and then he called him out for the very specific Kansas City fried chicken place that he likes, mm-hmm. which must be on the record somewhere, because he obviously knew, it felt very personal to Pat Mahomes. But Taco Bell is just like the synonymous when you want to just like go deep in on a fat shaming or whatever. Taco Bell just like jumps to mind
throughout Taco Bell.
Mickey D's, of course, is one of those.
There is like, while you're eating McDonald's, you're like, this is awesome.
Oh, it tastes so good.
But there is something about like the 30-minute post McDonald's where your body's just, what the hell did I just do to myself?
alert, purge.
It's the burger, then the fries, then the drink.
It's just an overload of God knows what you're putting into your body, but it is addictive.
And somehow nicotine just goes amazing with that feeling.
Crazy.
I don't know what it is exactly. I would maybe say Dairy Queen makes me feel the worst, because I'm usually ending it with so much ice cream.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you're getting the steak finger basket with the green.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And all that stuff and the fries.
Please.
And you're right. Then you're getting the large blizzard to go.
Okay, you know? We're getting several tanks.
We're going over 2,500 calories this meal alone.
Easy.
I can't take responsibility for this. Normally I would, but
what happened?
Was there, did somebody rip one?
Someone said, what was that noise? Another person said, was that a fart? Someone said, was that a toot? We have 469, 903, and 817 checking in. I don't know.
Check
would,
the video.
I would admit that. I would admit it.
I definitely didn't.
I did not. Yesterday I had one.
Walchuk
to open
did.
A seg.
Yeah.
That was pretty loud. Did not smell, thankfully, because nobody else noticed. Mm. Jacob, did you notice anything? Did you hear anything? Was
did
it?
You hear? I didn't. I've been doing a little something back here, okay. But my mic's been off, so it wouldn't have been me.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wasn't accusing you.
I appreciate your honesty.
Kind of trying to find out.
Hit the Taco Casa on the way in.
I had the Panda Express on the way in.
Panda Express is a really good option for feeling extremely unhealthy as well.
That certainly could be one that's mentioned here.
Fried proteins and noodles.
2-1-4, Chinese food is easily the most suspect food that you can
ever
buffet.
Put in
your body.
Yeah, it's good for the
I think if
buffet.
Most people are being honest, I think we would say Chick-fil-A is the one we do the most, just looking at the lines. You know?
And we think that it's healthy.
Yeah.
And it's so, number 10 on the list.
It's number 10 on the list for 10, least healthy?
10th least healthy fast food
I do
chain
it the most
because
the kids love it. They love Whataburger, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Whataburger delicious, and Whataburger not in the top 10 because it's healthy as hell.
That's nice. Right. Yeah. I mean, dude, just look at the amount of ingredients that are in a Chick-fil-A sandwich, and it'll floor you.
Yeah.
It will totally floor you how many ingredients are in one. I mean, any of these like fried chicken places, I think, could be at the top of this list. Like,
KFC,
Chicken
you,
Express or whatever. I mean, come on.
Popeyes.
Yeah, it's just a fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
And then it's usually accompanied with French fries and or mashed potatoes and or a deep fried corn nugget situation.
Yeah.
Like, Eric, come on now.
Are you cheese. Eric, are you Wendy's at all?
I do. Because you know, Wendy's open late.
I figure because they do have that triple baconator thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Triple baconator. And I think then you get a frosty with that. That's got to be.
It's up
divine.
There. Wendy's is going to be very high.
They have the flavored frosties going down too right now.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
I think the fries at Wendy's might be the most underrated fries in the game.
Dude, so.
You missed our fry thing the other day. We could have used your voice on that.
Yes, because Friday was National French Friday.
Okay.
And Wendy's, I think, was in like the top five.
They redid them. They nail the salt perfectly in the crispiness.
It's good now. Yeah, they've upped the game. Jack in the Box is getting love here.
Oh, Jack in the Box is by far.
It's got to be. Yeah. It's got to be.
After
up
a night
there.
Of drinking, yes.
Number 9 is Little Caesars, the hot and ready's.
Yeah, now the more I think about it, yeah, all the pizza.
The pizza places.
The pizza place. I think pizza or donuts or maybe like the worst thing you could eat just because it is just bread. Sugar and whatnot. Mm-hmm. There's not much like protein that's combating.
We're not, and Little Caesars is coming out with all kinds of new ideas.
You know? I love their little, I don't even know, their little pizza pocket.
Are they
roll
like
things?
Pepperoni pockets
or
something?
Yeah, yeah.
They look good.
They're incredible. Well, because that's the hack I still have like with my kids being so young. When they want pizza, it's like, no problem, dude. Little Caesars gets it done at the high. Might as well be Zalots.
There you go.
Not ready.
We got Smash Burger coming in at number 8.
Oh, man, I feel like we don't have enough of those around here.
I don't even know where one is. There is one.
Used to have one right there.
Did it get close?
I'm not sure if it's there. I just haven't gone by.
Dawson was pointing out the window, folks, if you just wanted to know.
Is that the Spicy Cowboy?
Yeah, on the other side of the high school there.
Yeah, that's North Dallas High School. Yeah.
The local Spicy Cowboy.
Number 7 is Mickey D's, least healthy fast food chain in America.
That's crazy because their chicken isn't even chicken. We do know that. Like their chicken nuggets.
It's a Big Mac. Big Mac and a fry.
Yeah, the QPC is probably, that McRib, God knows how many calories are in a McRib.
Cool. And God only knows what that is as well.
That's why a Big Mac's so damn good.
It's so damn good.
We should do a fake-off between the McNugget and the McRib. Which one is more of like a science experiment?
Yeah, it's funny, Eric, about that. My son called me the other day and goes, how fast did you eat a Big Mac? And I told him, and he was like totally unimpressed. Really? Like him and his friend are like, that's nothing.
Yeah, but we did the double Big Mac.
Well, that's right? What I'm saying.
Where
though.
It was like the two patty deal.
Yeah. But yours was less than 60 seconds, right?
I think it was like right at around. I
can't Bennett, remember. Bennett was like, that's nothing. Kind of a deal, and I'm like,
tell him to put his freaking money where his mouth is.
I was exactly saying the same thing. I thought you're talking a big game right now. My man Chief can punish one of those things in less than a minute.
Yeah. Let him know I'm ready to go toe-to-toe.
Absolutely. Go toe-to-toe. Yep. Bring it on, Bennett. Quiznos in at 6.
Are those even open anymore?
Very few and far between.
Oh, Quiz.
It's like, not a lot of Quiznos.
Quiznos and Kmart are kind of the two places.
It's like a 4-to-1 bread to meat ratio.
They started, their whole branding thing was like, we got toasted subs. Then everybody started doing toasted subs. And it was like, well, what are you special at now, Quiznos? And the answer was nothing.
Not good ingredients, that's for sure.
Let me ask you this, though. The toasted sub, is it overrated?
No, I wouldn't say so. I think it's properly rated.
Absolutely.
As being incredible. I think it's funny that they were like pioneering something with the toasted bread.
Mm-hmm. I just kind of feel like, just give me like the Italian, cold Italian. It's going to be better than the Quiznos one.
For sure, especially from Jersey Mike's.
Yeah.
Love the Jersey Mike's.
Yeah. I'm a panini guy, dude.
I can do a panini. Top
You're
five.
High end.
Least healthy fast food chains. Five is
half
KFC.
Right. You what now?
KFC
Dawson, listen to the program.
Yeah.
I mean, KFC fried chicken.
The originators of the popcorn chicken, by the way, I'll have you know.
You are the originator of the popcorn chicken.
I made some of the first batches of KFC's popcorn chicken in the entire world.
Did you do it by accident?
No.
What an honor.
I thought you worked there, right?
It was a rollout my first week there.
Yeah. How long were you there? For like 3 or 4 days?
About 2.5 months.
Oh, really?
That's a hell of a run.
It wasn't
giving away
free
nugs.
I was
bad. You're back smoking cigarettes
with
everybody.
I was bad. No, I just... I didn't want to do anything other than wash dishes. They're like, you got to start cooking and stuff. And I was like, I don't feel like I'm ready for this.
Save that for the ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, do you want to run a cash register? I'm like, no.
Nope.
No.
I'm frying. Really.
But dude, to be in
failing.
At the ground floor of the popcorn chicken.
That's incredible.
That really is special on the
you
resume.
You called it with Dairy Queen, number 4 on the list.
Because everybody's washing down their burgers or like chicken fried steak fingers or whatever.
I'm telling you, the Hunger...
With a Blizzard.
Hunger Buster, fries, and a Blizzard.
That's and they got the tacos there that aren't
tacos
bad.
Tacos are good too.
Taco Bell is 3. I was surprised it wasn't 1. Taco Bell at 3.
It's the burritos, right?
Dang, so then who's number 1?
2 unhealthier?
Wendy's?
Sonic's in there.
Sonic at 2.
Sonic's got to be in there.
Sonic at 2.
They're loading you up.
Fried cheese steak. They got fried cheese sticks.
Such a variety, right?
Well, and every drink is just rings. Like a sugar drink.
Mm-hmm. But number 1, the least healthy fast food chain in America is Wendy's.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Told
Shout
you, man.
Out Big Dave,
that
dude.
Baconator.
The Frosties. Everybody's got to get a Frosty.
Got to get a Frosty.
You know, you don't go to Wendy's and not. Okay.
And the machine doesn't work half the time.
Do they have that problem like McDonald's?
I think they do.
Oh, hell.
I've tried to order it a couple of times here lately, and I've kind of been grateful it has been broke, so it saved me from having to get one.
Last time I went, I was going for a chocolate Frosty. All they had was the vanilla. I got the vanilla, and I was like, dang, this was a huge mistake. Yeah, it does.
You found another one to go to?
I don't even know if I
went
to Jack in the Box and got a chocolate shake.
That's another place the machine breaks down at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, that was a coin flip. What are we doing next, Chief? Football's Finest featuring how to build an ideal run game in the off-season workout awards next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.